Wednesday, February 12th. Note to self. The dance is in 2 days. Ask Brandon. It's now or never. Today, everyone was buzzing about who was going to be crowned sweetheart princess. Students can vote for any 8th grade girl. However, the girls who wanted it really badly, like Mackenzie, were putting up posters. The entire student body votes during school on February 14th, and the winner will be announced later that night at the dance. According to the latest gossip, everyone was pretty sure Mackenzie was going to win, especially Mackenzie. OMG, that girl is so hopelessly vain. All day, she was acting super nice to everyone and giving out candy hearts and free fashion advice to bribe people to vote for her. Although, I have to admit, her posters are super cute. Vote Mackenzie Hollister for Sweetheart Princess, a sweet surrender. I almost wanted to vote for her myself. Not. Anyway, today was the big day. During bio, I was finally going to ask Brandon to go to the sweetheart dance with me. OMG, I was a nervous wreck. And yes, I realized there was a possibility he might already be going with Mackenzie, but at this point, I had nothing to lose. I gulped down my lunch, then I rushed to the girls' bathroom and practiced what I was going to say to him in the mirror. Brandon, I know this is kind of last minute and everything, but I would really love it if you would take me to the sweetheart dance. In the bathroom, everything went perfectly. But when I actually tried to ask Brandon, I got totally distracted by all of the stuff that was going on in class. So, Brandon, I know this is kind of last minute and everything, but I would really love it if you would take... Okay, class, please take out a piece of paper and diagram the Krebs cycle. A pop quiz? Actually, Nikki, I hate pop quizzes, but... I guess today's your lucky day. OMG, that quiz was a complete disaster. We were supposed to draw the Krebs cycle, and I totally knew the correct answer. However, I was so freaked out by the whole asking Brandon to the sweetheart dance fiasco that I totally blanked out and couldn't remember a thing. So I just drew the first thing that popped into my head. Nikki Maxwell, February 12th. Bio class quiz. The Krebs cycle. Nikki, this is not funny. Please see me after class. F. Unfortunately, my teacher did not appreciate my creative humor or artistic talent. When I talked to Ms. Kincaid after class, she told me I was in bio, not art class. Then she warned me that if I got another grade below a C or goofed off in her class again, she was sending a note home to my parents. Of course, they would totally overreact and take away my cell phone and ground me until my 18th birthday. Thank goodness Ms. Kincaid allows us to drop our lowest test score at the end of the semester. Anyway, I still have to ask Brandon to the dance. Ugh! That was me pulling my hair out in frustration. Why is my life so massively cruddy?